The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Good morning. Welcome to your Thursday morning briefing. Here's what you need to know to start your day with your host, former Saturday Night Live superstar Joe Piscopo, produced by Frank Morano, with news guy Al Gattulo, and traffic with Debbie Duhaime. This is the Joe Piscopo Show on AM 970, The Answer.
Now this man here is gonna take me by the hand, and he's gonna lead me down the right path to righteousness and all that other mother jazz.
In the right tempo.
In the right tempo. Fly me to the moon. Let me swing among those stars. Let me see what spring is like on a Jupiter and Mars. In other words, hold my hand. In other words, baby, kiss me.
Francis Albert Sinatra, the old man's birthday today. He would have been 104. Happy birthday, Frank Sinatra. Man, he, you know, recorded that. That's my favorite album there, The Sands. Where you record, only 200 people in the Copa Room at the Sands in Vegas, at the Sands Hotel. Only 200. You know, and I was thinking, you always think that the way I remember him back in the 80s, he started playing arenas. He was one of the first performers to start playing arenas, you know, like stadiums, the old man, right? Like I told you, he was in Brazil, 200,000 people, or he'd play Madison Square Garden. But the Copa Room at 200, you could hear the clinking of the, you know, of all the silverware and everything, because, you know, of course, they were serving dinner there. I just love that. The interview, I would, and that's the one thing. The one thing. What was I, in seventh grade when that was going on? Hey, Dad, can we go to Vegas and see Frank Sinatra? Yeah, I would have gone over good. Yeah, we're getting a plane. I wasn't on a plane till I was like 17, 18 years old anyway. So great to remember Frank Sinatra. A lot to get into today. And aside from the IG report, you know, we're still I just can't get over Jersey City, what's happening, how that happens in Jersey City. Mayor Steve Fulop was kind enough to join us in the 7 o'clock hour. You could podcast that. He's got a lock on exactly getting that town, the great city of Jersey City, up and running again. And a big, big shout out to the law enforcement, the Jersey City Police Department. God bless you. And I'll tell you what. When I remember during 9/11, I told you this before, and I was in Newark. And we were in the IDT building, and that started to go down. And then we were way up high on the IDT building overlooking Ground Zero. And I could see all the first responders going through the Holland Tunnel, going through the Lincoln Tunnel, going down to Ground Zero as the rest of us ran away. And I remember my son was living in Jersey City at the time, and I ran down to Jersey City, and the police could not have been greater. They were spectacular, the Jersey City police. I got my boy, and got out of there. But all I remember, on the top of the cars, you see where the town where the police are from, aside from the Jersey State Troopers and all the other towns in the surrounding area, certainly the NYPD, but I remember seeing the Jersey City police going right down to Ground Zero. So a big shout-out, and remembering Joe Seals, detective from the Jersey City Police Department, to the Seals family, our hearts go out. And, you know, as this hero rests in peace. And not to mention the other, you know, Rabbi Friedman and Mrs. Gold and Mrs. Ferenz, the other victims of that Jersey City shooting. Just inexcusable, inexplicable why these things happen. But you know me, I'm always solution-based. How did they get there? And then you read that these two creeps, these two losers, you know, they did these horrific crimes. They were all over social media. How does it get out there? It's so frustrating to me. If I tweet right now, congratulations, President Trump, on signing that great executive order against anti-Semitism. What you did in the East Room yesterday, it wouldn't surface. They see anything. I'm telling you. You think I'm kidding? It doesn't get out there, you know. And we had one of our guys check, can you get Joe verified on Twitter? And, you know, I think if you speak on behalf of God, family, and country, you're vilified in the media. I really do. But you could say hate, you could say anything you want. But if you said anything about, for example, and this is just an example, if you just said something about, oh, you know, boys shouldn't join girls' athletic teams and compete because they think they're girls. And if I said that, I'm just objective. We could debate that at any time. But let's say I put that down there saying, what is this guy doing running on a girls' track team when he's a guy just because he thinks he's a girl? Oh, you know what I would do? I'd be banned from Twitter. You know I would. God forbid. If I said, God bless America, we're one nation under God, like I'm allowed to tell you on the Salem flagship station, they allow me to tell you that. They allow me to put a cross of Christ up behind me in my studio. I can do that, you know, and I can talk about Jesus as my Lord and Savior. I don't care what you believe in. I don't care if you don't believe. I'm sitting across from Big Al. Al's agnostic. He doesn't. Look, I don't care. I don't care what your lifestyle is. But my goodness gracious, when you spew hate to the degree that these people spew hate and you don't track it, we got a real problem. Zuckerberg's got a problem. Jack Dorsey's got a problem. Instagram and Facebook, and they're out there on social media and they're not checking this out. But God forbid if something's politically incorrect, oh my gosh, they're all over it. Inexcusable. And so, Mayor Phillips said himself, they're on top of it. He's doing a great job leading that community through a very, very tough time, and we'll stay on that story. And then we could jump to Asia with Gordon Chang. What's happening with Hong Kong? How do you deal with Hong Kong? What's happening with this China trade war? And then also you will see at the White House yesterday, and again, like our buddy, I think Mel was saying, thank goodness for Fox News. They cut away from the IG hearings to show the president signing this great executive order to try to stop the anti-Semitic rise, certainly on college campuses. And Professor Dershowitz was there. And I hear the president say, Alan Dershowitz, Alan, come right up. And Alan stepped up and did a very eloquent speech thanking the president. This is a liberal Democrat, by the way. All right. And Avi, as Alan allows me to call him, he's going to join us in just about 20 minutes, a half an hour. All right. So you want to stay tuned for that. And Gianna Valente as well. And your phone calls always at 877-970-2999. Watching the Horowitz report, there's hearings yesterday. I was just moved to see that it was indeed civil. Lindsey Graham was civil. Everybody was civil. I think a lot of conservatives would like to have seen them go after Horowitz more, but I thought Mr. Horowitz was great. I thought it was great. But the fact of the matter is, they were spying on Donald Trump. It's exactly what unfolded yesterday. Now, Horowitz can't say it, but you and I saw it. It happened. The Democrats were shut down. What I don't understand is this, because I'm a big believer in humility. He who humbles himself is exalted. This is what I believe in my heart. It's all about humility. And if you're wrong, you go, you know what? We blew it. I'm so sorry. I'm wrong. And you, what? What's the deal? It's humility. And now it would be great to see if CNN said, you know, we were off base on this. There's no collusion. If I wanted to see Pelosi, Madam Pelosi, Madam Speaker, in front of Nadler and Schiff and these puppets down there and just kind of put her hands in the air and go, you know what? We got nothing. We got obstruction of Congress. What is that? Abuse of power. We got nothing. We tried. We got nothing. We're just mad because we lost the election. That's what I want to see. She's placating the squad. You're placating anti-Semites. You know, Bernie Sanders, for example, on this show, three times we had Bernie on the show, right, Frankie? Three times. And it was Brooklyn Bernie, and he's a communist. Okay, we got it. But you know what? Bernie, tell us what your thoughts are for the country. He embraces Ilhan Omar? I believe in Ilhan Omar? Yeah, Bernie, you're Jewish, and last time I checked. You're gonna embrace somebody who hates Israel, who hates the Jewish community, and spews that hate online? She doesn't get blocked, by the way, does she? No. Oh, my goodness gracious. You watch it unfold. You see the fiasco, what happened yesterday. And it was all so you could see that it was some bad actors within the FBI. But the caveat is the great folks of the FBI had nothing to do with this. There were three or four bad actors within this organization, and they should be called out. and they should be arrested, and they should be put in jail, including James Comey, because I'm telling you, if you saw the Bret Baier interview, right, a while ago, about 6 months ago, whenever that was, and then Bret Baier says, what about, you didn't know this whole Steele dossier? No, wasn't aware. Oh, he's lying through his teeth, Comey is, in my opinion. And yet he's out there as a, you know, the face of this whole progressive socialist movement. But you know better. So we'll talk to Gordon Chang and Alan Dershowitz and Giada Valente in the next hour, award-winning singer and songwriter. She's performing Sunday in Manhattan. We'll let you know where you can see that. And don't forget, noon today, I will be at Patsy's on West 46th Street celebrating the birthday of Francis Albert Sinatra. So I came in last night. And I said, well, okay, so I get a call, Frankie, from one of our great sales gal, Joyce, you know, and Joyce goes, oh, I got a new hotel you could stay at.
Oh.
Yeah, so you were at this hotel. That, oh. We don't want to mention, the name because people, wait till I check out tomorrow.
Okay, yeah. Hey,
thank you.
But this hotel is phenomenal. This
it really is
one of the,
great. It was great.
Of the opening night party for that hotel was one of the four or five best parties I've ever been to in my life.
And why would that be? Because of the open bar and the quality of the liquor at that open bar.
But
right?
Not just that, but they had sushi. They had all sorts of great food.
Is there an upstairs on the? Is there a rooftop?
Yeah, there was. Oh. Yeah,
because I saw this. They could. I go in.
I went there with our friend Joe Ween, our Marine friend, and Assemblyman Robert Auth.
Yeah,
I think those two guys are still there.
Well,
I left to go to a charter revision.
So I say, Joyce is with the boss Jerry Crowley, who set me up at this other very nice place, I must say. But there's no bellman, and I believe.
And there's a labor dispute. You don't want to.
No, that was the other hotel. The guy. He emailed me. There was a labor dispute at one hotel. I complained about the service. That was because they wanted.
We want to form a union.
They wanted to form a union. They fired him. No,
fired him.
No wonder I wasn't getting help. I know.
Cleared out their lockers.
Terrible.
Like, just
terrible. Terrible.
Horrible.
And that's why
it's a horrible condition.
So, but I went to this other place, which was great, and I went over there, and you know, it's great. But this hotel, I pull in, I see valet. Oh yeah, VALET valet. I go, wow. It can't be. I park the car outside this hotel, and I lock it, of course, but I got my stuff in the car, and I go to the desk, and I go, hi, I'm Joe Piscopo, and can we see some ID, sir? Sure, here you go, ID. And then they said, oh, we don't have you registered here.
So then you said, listen,
look under Joe Pesci.
Yeah, look at Joe. Hi, Joe Piscopo.
That's what I said.
So I go in. So then I call Joyce. I go, Joyce, what? And then someone from the back comes out. Management comes out. Oh, no. Anything Mr. Piscopo needs like that. Because our boss,
well.
Rob, our buddy Rob over there, he gave the word.
Debbie's friends with Rob.
Yeah, Rob, great guy. And I'm so good. So I go over there. So now they can't do enough for me.
So as soon as Joe heard, no, anything for Joe, he was all excited.
No. So then they go, can I park your car for you? I went, and I fell out. I got a little dizzy. I wasn't sure. I
said, revived with Epsom salts.
I thought I felt a little pain in my chest. I went, wait a minute. My blood pressure went up. I said, I'm sorry, what did you say? Can I park your car, sir? And I went, yes, you can park my car.
And after you pinched me to make sure I'm awake.
It's so expensive, but I didn't care. I didn't care what it cost. I go, wait, you'll park my car? And I said, and then I go like this. I push it, Frankie. I go, and you'll take my luggage? Absolutely, sir.
We got to get you out of there. Because
I reach in
my pocket. This guy, he could feed his whole family for a week when I tipped him. I said, thank you. Thank you, sir. He came out. They unloaded the car. He walked up to my room with me and took the luggage to my room.
We got to get you out of there. We can't get you too used to this kind
and
of
Rob
treatment.
Was there and the valet and everyone at NEM.
Then he takes the car, he parks. This is great. And then I go, okay, well, I'll go downstairs. I'll see because I really didn't eat dinner. So let me get what I could get. There's an espresso machine. Oh, an espresso machine.
That's why I didn't sleep.
And I get in, and the gal come out. Oh, can I help you with the espresso machine?
Oh, my God.
Who are you talking to? Me?
Frank.
How dare you try to give
you
me some service?
Gotta get him.
And then they had all the goodies out there that I like. You know, a Cliff Bar. They got pretzels.
And you didn't have to pay for it.
No, you know what? I didn't, but I did. I said, they said, oh, no, this is on the house.
There's another 20.
exactly what I 40. Did here.
Page six tomorrow. Joe Piscopo, big tip.
I know, no Christmas gifts for the kids, but boy, did I tip at this hotel.
That cliff bar cost me $837.
So I'll tell you what, it was great. It was just
That's
really
wonderful.
Great. So thank you, Joyce, for sending
Absolutely.
That up. It was great. But then the other place is nice. Don't get me wrong. And I that was
a bit
really
of a labor
place. But it's just not being able to, I just don't want to carry my stuff around anymore, Frankie. I'm at an age.
No, I'm telling you, Debbie and I were at this hotel.
Yeah, yeah.
It's phenomenal.
And we'll let you all know about it as soon as I check out tomorrow.
1201.
And Debbie, you know the hotel we're talking about, 20 minutes after 8 o'clock with Debbie. Gordon Chang coming up momentarily. But that's your buddy that runs and owns that hotel, huh?
Unfortunately, Debbie sent a report, which I don't have time. Apparently, the text that she sent me, fire alarm, we have to leave.
Oh, my.
Sent report.
While
you're staying in a beautiful hotel getting valet service, her building over in East Rutherford was evacuated.
I have a place for Debbie to stay.
Yeah.
It's a very nice place, and it has a room service, I don't know, but it's got valet service. That's all I cared about, you know?
In the meantime, we don't have a traffic report, why don't you read Route 22?
The traffic is probably bad.
Yeah.
Yeah. Allow extra time.
That's great. That's great.
Chances are it's a gridlock.
Give me a helicopter sound there, Al. Hi, we're high atop Manhattan in the AM 970
helicopter. The traffic is so bad, the Lincoln Tunnel is jammed up, and so is the Holland Tunnel. Thank you.
Hurry up, I'm out of breath. You give yourself a heart attack.
Yeah, really.
Hey, Joe on the radio, I tell you about Route 22 Toyota. You got 5 minutes. I could do the math. It's 820. Hey, look at me. Look at me, Mom. I learned math. We're going to give you an 825, all right? It's 820 right now. If you call 855-621-9949, 855-621-9949, you'll get a free multi-point inspection oil change and filter from Route 22 Toyota. Right there on Route 22 West. It's so easy to get to in Hillside, New Jersey. All European models are excluded, but if you call 855-621-9949, all you have to say, I'm telling you, you go, Joey sent me. If you say that, you know what I'm telling you? You're going to get a free multi-point inspection oil change and filter from Route 22 Toyota. Plus, from Alex Kinsella, you can get 0% APR financing up to 72 months for qualified buyers. I keep telling you about Alex and Carmelo and Iggy himself. Great guy Iggy is. There's no dummies over there, Route 22 Toyota. They will treat you like they treated my sister Carol, like they treat Frankie, like they treat Mike Gallagher, like family. And that's what this is, the family at Route 22 Toyota. Brand new showroom, brand new customer lounge, state-of-the-art service center on North Broad Street in Hillside, New Jersey. And now this, if you call, you got the first five callers, next 5 minutes, 855-621-9949. You get a free multi-point inspection, free oil change, and a free filter from Route 22 Toyota. Again, Route 22 West in Hillside, New Jersey, or at Route22Toyota.com.
The holidays are a time for family. Until you mention politics, and then it's all screaming meltdowns.
I'm Dennis Prager. There's no more important issue facing America today. Americans are afraid to speak out even at their own holiday table. But there is a film that is fighting back, No Safe Spaces.
No Safe Spaces? It really is fantastic. You should go check it out.
I am over the moon about No Safe Spaces. Every American needs to see this.
See No Safe Spaces, only in theaters. Rated PG-13. Go to NoSafeSpaces.com for tickets.
Finding the right holiday gift can be so stressful. Unless you're giving impressive, personalized, and unique gifts to your family, friends, and clients from Pompeii Gift Baskets, a family-owned business in New Jersey with a history of inspiring joy with delicious foods and drinks. Pompeii Gift Baskets specialize in providing a wide array of customizable gift baskets featuring luxury wines, champagnes, beer, coffee, tea, decadent snacks, chocolate truffles, cookies, and more. Wine and liquor bottles can even be engraved with a special message, photo, or logo. Basket themes are personalized and can range anywhere from elegant and chic to masculine or sports themed. Go to PompeiiGiftBaskets.com to create your custom order or call Daniela. She'll work within any budget to get your gift just right, down to including kosher options if needed. Delivery is available throughout the U.S. from single baskets or bottles to large corporate orders. To create your custom gift, call Pompeii Gift Baskets at 888-272-0220. That's 888-272-0220 or visit PompeiiGiftBaskets.com. That's Pompeii, P-O-M-P-E-I giftbaskets.com.
Every day, the men and women of the United States Marine Corps demonstrate their commitment to defend the American way of life. Since 1775, wherever the mission takes us, we always remember the land we call home. As Marines, we take a stand for our nation, for us all. The few, the proud, the Marines.
Hey, Joe on the radio, we love the United States Marine Corps, and thank you for your service if you are indeed a Marine. Once a Marine, always a Marine. Parian and Sons of Franklin Lakes, four generations, almost 100 years of selling and servicing fine jewelry. Glenn and Maria have decided to retire. I keep telling you this. You got to go over to Parian and Sons. You know, it's easy to get to. It's Franklin Avenue in the beautiful town of Franklin Lakes, New Jersey. They've always been known for superior quality. I've told you that. I know I told you about Glenn and Maria and Katie and Debbie and the cross I bought for Charlie, my little girl, you know, for her first Holy Communion. And now you can go over there and get designer jewelry. I'm telling you, designer and diamonds like I've never seen, and stones that I don't even know what they are, but they're beautiful and they shine and they got a kick to them. And it's Parian and Sons watches, all of this. You can get up to 70% off everything store wide. Nothing is being held back. So I'm telling you, when I've been over there and I've seen some great jewelry, and I'm telling you how Parian and Sons knows diamonds and those four C's, the cut and the clarity and the character of the diamond, you know. I'm telling you right now, once you go over there and you see this beautiful jewelry and then you find out you can get up to 70% off, you want to go to Franklin Avenue in Franklin Lakes, New Jersey. See Glenn and Maria. Say all the best on your retirement. Piscopo says hi. What can you do for me? And you'll get the jewelry of your dreams up to 70% off. Again, nothing in the store held back. Parian and Sons, going out of business sale, going on now. In Franklin Lakes, New Jersey.
Take AM 970 The Answer anywhere you go with our mobile app. Get in on iTunes, Google Play, or listen on TuneIn, iHeart, Alexa, or radio.com.
Portions of this show sponsored by Route 22 Nissan.
Joe Piscopo on the radio. It is 825. Always a privilege and honor to bring Gordon Chang to the airwaves. He is a columnist, author, foremost expert on everything that's happening in Asia. Gordon, so great to have you on the show, and welcome back, my friend.
Oh, well, thank you so much, Joe.
Well, Gordon, I follow you on Twitter all the time. And and I'm telling you, if you're listening, you want to know everything about China, everything about North Korea, this is the man. Where can we find you on Twitter, Gordon, if I may?
Gordon G. Chang, GordonGChang.
That's great, because I always end up retweeting you, and you always have the right things to say. And if we could start here, Gordon, these tariffs on Chinese goods are scheduled to be enacted next week. Are these going to be enacted, or will they be delayed from the White House? Do you know?
I don't know. Most people, Joe, expect that the tariffs will be delayed. And they also believe, and I know this is true, there's not going to be a phase one trade deal before the tariffs are scheduled to go into effect, which is Sunday. So the issue is, how do you get the Chinese to the table? There's a big White House meeting today to discuss this. And most people think that President Trump will not allow the scheduled 15% increase to go into effect.
And so what types of goods will be the subject of the tariffs there, Gordon?
This is going to be essentially consumer goods. This is the last slug of Chinese goods that have not been hit with increased tariffs. And President Trump didn't want these tariffs to go into effect to affect Christmas, so he deferred them, and he deferred them to today or Sunday. This is going to be a crucial test of political will. I think the president should allow the tariffs to go into effect. Mm. And the reason is, we've got to give the Chinese some incentive to come to a deal. Now, I basically think we shouldn't be dealing with the Chinese, but if you want a deal, you should want the tariffs to go into effect so that the Chinese will come to the table and will start talking seriously.
Yeah. Now, Larry Kudlow keeps saying we're close to a trade deal with China. Is that what you're hearing, Gordon?
I don't think so. We've been hearing people say that for months and months and months. We were very close to a comprehensive trade deal in April, but then Xi Jinping, the Chinese ruler, withdrew trade commitments he had made to us across the board, and so that fell apart. Then we were supposed to be close to a deal October 11th. President Trump, standing next to the Chinese trade negotiator in the Oval Office,
right,
announced the terms of the deal. That didn't go through either, because people expected it by the middle of last month. This ain't happening, Joe.
That's what Gordon Chang. That's the first time I heard you use the word ain't, but I hear you. You're talking Jersey to me, Gordon Chang. I love it, man. Hey, Gordon, Hong Kong worries me, because How does the president work with the tariffs, work with China? We know the military buildup. I want to talk to you about that in a second, if I may, Gordon. But how do we deal with Hong Kong? Because you support, already the president signed a couple initiatives in favor of Hong Kong. Xi wants to just take it over. What do we do with Hong Kong, Gordon Chang?
We've got to deter China by telling China that if it puts its troops formally on the streets of Hong Kong, that they can forget selling to the United States. They can forget our relations with them. Now, Joe, a lot of people, you know, China experts all across the board said that if President Trump were to sign those two Hong Kong bills into law, that we wouldn't have a trade deal. The Chinese would actually stop talking to us. Well, President Trump, to his credit, signed those bills at the end of last year, end of last month, and the Chinese are now still talking to us about a trade deal. So basically, all the experts were not so expert when it came to China, and you just got to give China the reason to actually come to terms with us. And that means imposing costs on them. I know we don't want to do it. Hmm. I know it sounds counterintuitive, but that's the way the Chinese operate.
Yeah, and then if we go into Hong Kong, and we could use Hong Kong not as a negotiation, because you want these people free, indeed. Right. But but China's so power hungry. Gordon, you're the one who taught me this. This is how I know they're just so, they want to just take over the world in so many ways. Will they relinquish some of the trade deal if we deal with China harshly?
Yeah, I actually think that if we deal with China harshly, we give them incentives to reasonable behavior.
Gotcha. Yeah. You
know, a lot of people say that the Chinese are stalling on a trade deal because they know while we stall, we won't criticize them on Hong Kong, Xinjiang, human rights, democracy.
Right.
And so they're enjoying this now. So if President Trump wants a trade deal, that means he's got to go after them on Hong Kong, Xinjiang, human rights, democracy. So we think it backwards in terms of the way the Chinese deal with us. And we've just got to think like they do, not think like we do.
Yeah, Gordon Chang with Piscopo in the morning. We're seeing, Gordon, Kim Jong-un threaten the U.S. again. How should we be reacting to this, sir?
Kelly Craft, our U.N. ambassador, actually is talked about this a few hours or yesterday.
Yeah.
And she said, look, we're willing to talk to you, but remember, the Security Council will impose increased sanctions if North Korea does something like fire off an intercontinental ballistic missile, which is what they appear to be preparing to do.
Hmm. And then the prospect of denuclearization, is that off the table completely?
People say it is, but I don't think it is. President Trump can start imposing, start vigorously enforcing sanctions, which he hasn't done for a year and a half. And if he goes after China, Russia, South Korea, and North Korea, I think he can force the North Koreans to give up their weapons without force and without the threat of force.
Yeah.
We can just vigorously enforce sanctions.
Who's running North Korea, Gordon? Is it Russia? People are saying Russia, you got to work with Putin. But it's really Xi in China, is it not?
Yeah, it's the Chinese who provide critical support for North Korea. Right now, more than like 92-93% of North Korea's external trade is with China. And that percentage is going up over time, not down, which shows you that China is stepping in to support the Kim regime.
And before we let you go, Gordon Chang, always appreciate your valuable time. Tell us again how China is moving in to ports around the country, from the Caribbean to down in Venezuela, to Europe, to America, and the danger that we really face with this, our friends, the Chinese, Gordon Chang.
Yeah. What they're doing is they're lending a lot of money to countries for port facilities, for infrastructure, that the countries can't pay back because these projects are uneconomic. Then China takes them over.
Man.
They did that in Sri Lanka. They're now building a port on Grand Bahama Island, which is like 87 miles east of Palm Beach. We expect the Chinese Navy to be there in the not too distant future.
Wow! When are you going to work with the White House, man? Did they call you? Know, I know they called you, Gordon. Can you talk about that on the radio before we let you go?
Yeah, I did go see President Trump at his invitation with my wife, and we talked about these issues and a few others.
Excellent. That makes us all feel good, Gordon Chang, because you're the foremost expert on all of this. And it's a privilege always, and the best to you and your wife for the holiday season, Gordon Chang. We're honored to always have you on the program, sir.
And Merry Christmas, Joe.
Merry Christmas, Gordon Chang. Thank you so much, my friend.
Thank you.
There's the man. That's nice to know that the president you know, new to call Gordon Chang to talk about China, because that is indeed the ultimate expert. Hey, it's Piscopo in the Morning, 8:33 right now with Joe on the radio. Big Al standing by with the headline news just for yous on AM 970, The Answer.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970, The Answer.
28 degrees at 8:34. I'm Al Gattulo with local news first. Here's what's going on. A Jersey City man is facing charges for posting an online threat towards Bayonne High School. Police said yesterday defendant DeAndre Jefferson has been arrested on counts related to creating false public alarm and making false reports to law enforcement, among other offenses. Cops allege Jefferson made a threat toward the school that referenced the December 10th shooting attack in Jersey City. Officials add that their investigation revealed the threat was never credible. New York City leaders are detailing a pilot program aimed to help combat hunger among college students. Council Speaker Corey Johnson is joining CUNY leaders today to discuss a $1 million pilot collaboration between the City Council and CUNY. Johnson says hunger has become a major problem. Yeah, right there, Joe? Everything okay? Affecting college students, as many consider themselves living in poverty. Don't take a bite of that French toast, because we've got, it's you got to run it under warm water. I ran it. Not only news, but I have to get other information as well.
It doesn't work. The maple syrup that you got me, that you press a button and comes out, look at nothing.
Okay.
And by the way, all the listeners that send us stuff, how come no one ever sends Joe maple syrup? We're surrounded by all sorts of stuff that we never need. Right. And the one thing we need is maple syrup.
We need maple syrup. No, I'm good. Thank you. But in sports, the losing streak is over for the Knicks as the team slipped past the Golden State Warriors in overtime 124-122. It's the Knickerbockers' first win since November 18th, ended a 10-game skid. The Nets' three-game winning streak over after they blew a big lead and losing to the Hornets 113-108. Normally we'd have traffic, but Debbie Duhame had to evacuate her building, so we'll be back in 13 seconds with the great Joe Piscopo on AM 970, The Answer.
Sponsored by AP Book. For more than a year, the whole of Vermont was captivated by the hunt for a runaway golden retriever. Read Catching Murphy, the latest book from the Associated Press, available now exclusively at Amazon.com.
Hey, Joe on the radio, no traffic, no maple syrup. I can't go.
I can't go on.
No Debbie Duhame is one thing. Oh, I need my sweetness in the morning, man. Debbie and maple syrup. Hey, are you going to Italy with us? You got to go to Italy with us, because I felt so bad. We were in Italy. So many people are going, oh, I wish I was there. Oh, I want to go there. So now we put together, Steve Perillo and I, put together this special trip, Easter in Rome. How about that? I'm going to give you the number. Janice over at Perillo is standing by as I speak, and the great team at Perillo, 800-431-1515. All you just got to say is, I want to go to Italy with Joey and Steve. Make it happen, baby. You know, it's Good Friday and Easter in Rome. We have a mass together on Easter Sunday. How special is that? The first of our five intimate group dinners will take place in Rome with a special performance by Steve Perillo at the piano and yours truly. Yeah, man. It was great. You know what's great to watch when I performed there? Is watching the staff at the hotel. They knew all the Frank Sinatra tunes. We just had such a good time. And the family, as I speak to you now, that we have here on AM 970, The Answer, and the Piscopo Show with Alan, Frank, and Debbie, you know, it just amplifies when we go to Italy together. So we want you to call 800-431-1515. We're going to Assisi. That's the hill town in the Umbria region. We're going to go to Florence, Cinque Terre, Siena. Oh, you got to see Siena. Pisa. You know what? If you don't go, you're not going to go. You know what I'm saying? This is the trip. Easter in Rome with Steve Perillo and Joe Piscopo. Come on. And the beautiful family that is the Piscopo Show here on the radio station. 800-431-1515. Or start here, please. PerilloTours.com.
Patsy's Italian Restaurant is celebrating 75 years at its only location on West 56th Street. And to commemorate what would have been Frank Sinatra's 104th birthday, they're featuring a live radio broadcast of AM 970 The Answer's Joe Piscopo, emceeing the show from noon till 2 on Thursday, December 12th. There'll be live performances and dishes Sinatra enjoyed over his decades of patronage of Patsy's Italian Restaurant, including the veal and chicken Milanese that Patsy's always made especially for him. As part of the restaurant's 75th anniversary celebrations, Patsy's Italian Restaurant renamed its upstairs dining room where Sinatra held court with friends and family in the singer's honor. Each year, the Scognamillo family is proud to commemorate the man who made the restaurant famous and became an extended member of their own family with a celebration of his birthday. For more information, visit Patsy's www.AMNinetyEightMaryLandSuccessStories.com. And for reservations, please call 212-247-3491. 212-247-3491. When it comes to winning the lottery, you've got one chance in 300 million. And when it comes to jewelers, there's only one. Forge Jewelers, New Jersey's legendary jeweler. Featuring the largest selection of luxury watches and exquisite diamond jewelry in all of New Jersey. Shop now for the holidays and take advantage of the lowest prices of the season. Custom engagement rings, bridal sets, pendants, necklaces, and bracelets. Choose iconic timepieces from Omega, Movado, and Tag Heuer. Or win the gift-giving season with an iconic piece from Ford's Millennial Collection. And when it comes to diamonds, you'll never find a more immaculate selection, so you can give the gift that will last a lifetime. After more than 48 years, there's still only one. Forge Jewelers, New Jersey's legendary jeweler. Stop in today at 449 New Brunswick Avenue or call now to arrange a private consultation. 732-738-7322. 732-738-7322. Online at ForgeJewelers.com. That's ForgeJewelers.com.
Listen to us online at AM970TheAnswer.com. Tune in, iHeart, Alexa, or radio.com.
Joe on the radio, Professor Alan Dershowitz standing by. I want to tell you about Connors and Sullivan. If you've got a situation, you want a will, healthcare proxy, estate plan, please call Mike Connors. Please, Lisa's standing by. I went there. My son said to me, Dad, you got to really get this together, you know. And I thought about will. What do I need? The estate plan. No, and then, you know, a couple wives, a lot of kids. Who's going to be there? You know, it's going to be a feeding frenzy. That's what Joey told me. I said, where do I go? Mike Connors is your guy. I went to dinner with Mike and his beautiful wife, Beth. And I always said you could judge a man by his wife. And Beth is the best of the best. She really is. And we had a great chat. And we called Lisa, 718-238-6500. 718-238-6500. Lisa's standing by with the girls over at Connors and Sullivan. Bridget is standing by. She's going to, Kelly, Rose, Justin, the great team that I met. And it was so quick. They took care of it. I went over to one visit. Boom. Joe, we want you to come in and sign the papers. Just like that. Connors and Sullivan. They will protect your financial legacy. And you know, I always say you deserve it. You deserve to take care of yourself for once, right? So you can create a power of attorney, healthcare proxy, as soon as you can. When you're healthy, you should take care of this. Offices are in Brooklyn. That's where I went out, the beautiful Brooklyn, Manhattan, Queens, Staten Island, 718-238-6500, Connors and Sullivan.
America First with Sebastian Gorka, coming up at 3 on AM 970. The Answer.
Live from the SmartWayToBuy.com studios.
841 with Joe Piscopo on the radio. Oh, Professor Alan Dershowitz, he allows me to call him Avi. He's got this great book. It's called Guilt by Accusation, The Challenge of Proving Innocence in the Age of Me Too. Guilt by Accusation. You want to read this book by Professor Dershowitz. Avi, welcome back to the show straight from the White House, sir. Great to have you with us.
Well, thank you. I love what you said in the last few minutes, that a man should be judged by the wife he picked. I am so thrilled to be judged by my wife. Now, whether she's willing to be judged by me is another question.
No, man.
I'm so proud to be judged by her.
I have
the most wonderful wife in the world.
You are young at heart. You're young, and yet you have a beautiful love affair with your beautiful bride there, Alan, and you're a great example. Yeah. We appreciate that, sir. Hey, but I got that. So I'm watching, trying to get through this IG Horowitz situation, you know, and sure enough, Fox News breaks in, and there's the president, you know, with Jared Kushner, and they're signing this thing, and the president of the United States. Now, objectively speaking, Alan, the president of the United States, the most powerful man in the world, says, "Hey, look, it's Alan Dershowitz. This was so cool. That was so cool because you're a liberal Democrat." And the president goes, right, "Hey, Alan, come up here." So then I see Alan on television, worldwide TV. I'm watching this. And sure enough, President Trump says, "Professor, why don't you say a few words? You were eloquent. It was just, no matter what your political affiliation is, it was just beautiful to watch. Tell us about that, Avi, if you would."
Well, look, I strongly believe in bipartisanism. Bipartisanism means that when the man you voted against — I voted against Donald Trump, I voted for Hillary Clinton — does the right thing, and he did the right thing by signing that executive order, you praise him.
Yeah.
You support him.
Yeah.
You support him by his policies, if you find them agreeable. And I have found many of his policies that I could support: the recognition of Jerusalem, the Golan Heights, other policies, and what he did yesterday was very important. So I was proud to be there and to say positive things about him. And it was a Hanukkah party, so it was a joyous event. And met some nice people, including Democrats. Two congressmen, Josh Gottheimer and another congressman who were Democrats, were there as well.
Yeah, Max Rose was there too, I heard. Yeah, yeah. And yeah. Could you explain to us, Avi, what to our listeners exactly what the executive order does, sir?
What it does is it makes it clear that colleges and universities have to go after people who discriminate against Jews, not only on the basis of their religion, but on the basis of their ethnicity, on the basis of their nationality. I mean, you know, Judaism is complicated. It's not just a religion. Judaism from the beginning of time needed to return to Zion. And so Zionism is a very important part of Judaism. We pray every day for a return to Zion and for Israel. And so a lot of anti-Semitism on college campuses today is disguised as anti-Zionism, calling Israel an apartheid state, a genocidal state, saying it's the only country in the world that has no right to exist. And nobody's going to be punished for expressing any views. But if people actually discriminate based on those views, the act of discrimination is now something that universities have to deal with. So it puts Jews on a par with African Americans, with women, with people of other backgrounds. And as I said in my little talk, I've been around universities for 65 years.
That was great. Yeah.
And this is a very serious issue on campuses today. Jewish students who identify with Israel don't feel safe on campuses. They feel physically endangered, and it's very important. Nobody wants to violate anybody's First Amendment rights. And the first thing I did when I looked at this executive order was to make sure that nothing anybody says can be punished. It's only what they do. So an example, if you don't want to rent your apartment house to a gay person, you have to. The law says you can't discriminate.
Right.
But you can advocate discrimination. You can say it's a bad law. I'd like to be able to decide who I want to rent to. That you're entitled to do, but you're not entitled to actually discriminate. And that's the distinction that this executive order, which has been brilliantly written by some very important people in the White House, does that. It distinguishes between acts of discrimination and advocacy.
When did you get the call? You got the call to run down just yesterday. Was it last minute, or were you on top of this from the beginning, Al?
No, I've been working with people in the White House on this for a while, and they asked me to come be with the president when he signed it. They didn't ask me to speak. That came as a total surprise.
That was great.
I had no
preparation
whatsoever. Unaccustomed as I am to public speaking, I just got up there. It was for me a thrill also because I followed Bob Kraft, the owner of the Patriots, and I've been a friend and supporter of Bob Kraft for many years, and you know, being a Bostonian for so many years, I'm a Patriot fan.
Look out!
Some booze from your listeners.
But
you're also a Brooklyn Dodger fan.
That's it.
On my finger, I'm wearing it right now. 1955 Brooklyn Dodger World Series ring.
Yeah.
That was owned by Don Zimmer. Right?
Yeah. Oh my God, you're the best, and that's why we love you, Avi Dershowitz. Avi, we appreciate your time. Tell us about what's happening with Netanyahu in Israel. What do you think is going to happen there, sir?
We don't know. Nobody knows. It's impossible to know. I spoke to him just a few days ago, and you know, he's always upbeat. He always looks to the positive side. He's so positive and so interested in doing whatever he can to help Israel. You know, he'd like to remain on as prime minister. He thinks this is an important time on Iran, on the Palestinians.
Yeah, yeah.
And so he's, you know, he's hoping to be able to make a deal of some kind. Otherwise, there'll be elections. Elections are now scheduled for March, and nobody can predict how Israelis will vote.
Avi Dershowitz, I'm allowed to call him Avi. And before we let you go, sir, professor, in light of what happened in Jersey City yesterday, it broke my heart, man, my home state. You know, we're seeing this rise in anti-Semitic incidents. What is driving this?
I know. Yeah, no, it's just terrible. You know, you don't know whether it's all being driven by the same thing. These were weird people, the people who did this shooting.
Yeah.
But obviously, the fact that it was a kosher restaurant or shop is significant. Unfortunately, Jews today, when you go to synagogue, you need to go through security. schools, Jewish schools have to have security. It's a terrible thing, but it's the world we live in, and we have to fight back. And the president's actions were an important step forward in fighting increasing anti-Semitism. But at the same time, we have to fight other forms of bigotry, too. When I grew up, there was a lot of anti-Catholicism. People were attacking others because they were Italian-American, Irish-American.
Yes,
bigotry has no place in America. We're all the children of immigrants. We have to stand together to fight against this kind of bigotry.
Well said, Professor Alan Dershowitz. Alan, before we let you go, the impeachment hearings, the IG report, you were right from day one. By the way, you got to check out Alan's book on Amazon, Guilt by Accusation. Give us your take on what's going on in Washington these days, if you would, before we let you go, Professor.
I thought the IG report was very balanced. It was very critical of the FBI on the one hand. On the other hand, it couldn't find a specific motive, as he said, and he was right when he testified yesterday. I can't read the minds of people. All I can judge is their actions, and their actions were wrong. I think we have to rethink how we use the FISA court because it's subject to so much abuse. It's done ex parte without the other side having a chance to have any input, and it can cause abuses. So I think we're on the right track, and the IG is a good person, and he, I think, wrote a good report.
Wow. Alan, Arthur Idello's in here. He loves you. What's happening with your lawsuit? Are you still fighting the fight? I'm sorry that you have to be put in that position,
of course,
man.
No, look, I got Arthur on my side. How can I lose?
Yeah, that's exactly right.
You know, he's a terrific, terrific lawyer, and his team has been very supportive of me. And his biggest, my biggest supporter is his mother, Chick. So when I have his mother and father on my side, I can't go wrong.
We love Chick.
I may call them as witnesses.
You can do it. That would be great. You got to do it. Avi, thank you, Professor Al Dershowitz, and congratulations on being so great with the president yesterday. Well, great move. Great move. Thank you, Avi. Avi Dershowitz, right? Professor Alan Dershowitz. The book, by the way, Guilt by Accusation, The Challenge of Proving Innocence in the Age of Me Too, Guilt by Accusation by Alan Dershowitz. Debbie Duhaime, we found you, Debbie. What, you have a fire drill over there or something?
There was a fire alarm.
Oh.
They were saying there was a fire reported in the building, so we had to evacuate, but it was a false alarm. So
okay,
I'm back.
Thank you. Hey, it's good. Better safe than sorry. I'm without maple syrup. I'm without Debbie Duhaime. I can't go on.
No, you can't go on. By the way, I want to give send my love out to Most Blessed Sacrament in Franklin Lakes. Their church was burned.
Yeah, you know what, Debbie? You're the best. God bless you. I saw that. I had that on my list, on my notes this morning, and I didn't get there yet. Was it intentional? Was it an accident?
Yes, it was intentional, according to the reports.
Wow.
You know,
see?
And it's just heartbreaking. It really is.
We're going to talk about it. Yeah, it is. And it's beautiful Franklin Lakes, New Jersey. We'll get into that when we come back, and we appreciate you keeping us up to date on that, Debbie Duhaime. Mm-hmm. That's just unnecessary and unbelievable and happening more than you think. Debbie, traffic-wise at 851, how are we doing out there?
Yep, sending my love to everybody over there in Franklin Lakes as well. Let's go out to the Taconic southbound at Pudding Street in Putnam Valley. It's an accident over there, Joe. Also, we're seeing delays on the Sprain south at 287 with an accident cleared. Inbound GWB 25, Lincoln Tunnel, that's about 30. The outbound Lincoln is moving slowly because of a disabled vehicle in the North Tube. Holland about 30 to 40 in as well. 78 is still horrible this morning, eastbound, getting out toward exit 15. Accidents involving a tractor trailer that's causing delays all over the place over in Hunterdon County, especially on 31 as well. Let's see what's happening at the Queens Midtown Tunnel, 20 to 25 minutes in right now. And we're still seeing some volume on the FDR Drive south down through the 70s. The earlier accident by the Brooklyn Bridge cleared. It's a gridlock alert day. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
It is Red Kettle time. Thank you, Debbie Duhaime. Did you go to team970.org yet? Team970.org. Just a little bit through generosity of folks like yourself. We provide vital services at Salvation Army, including shelter, meals, holiday assistance. You know, it's a great way to fight for good this season because the Salvation Army serves over 23 million people in the United States, right in our communities every single year. $100 helps feed a family of four for 3 days. $150 helps provide meals to 60 children in need. $250 covers two nights of shelter for a family of four. So please Join the fight for good. Go to team970.org. I know you got a lot to do. You got to put a list. Put it on the list. Team970.org and donate today. Love really does have an army. Join us, please. Together with the Salvation Army, we can continue doing the most good. Team970.org.
Balance of nature. Changing the world one life at a time.
For the past decade, I've been dealing with very painful brown spots on my forehead, and I could never just take a wash rag across my forehead. I didn't dare because it would have been just horribly painful. And last week, in my haste, I scrubbed the whole thing, and there was no pain there. And so I quickly went to the mirror, and I realized the painful brown spots that I've been dealing with for the past decade, they're gone. I could barely speak. I could barely do anything. I was frozen in this elated state of mind because I've been battling this for the decade. And it wasn't until the following day I looked at my hands and I looked at my arms, and there's very few brown spots on my hands and arms. You know, as a retired RN, you know, I know the importance of nutrition. I always have. I mean, if you just feed people good food like this, it's actually healing you from the cellular level out. I'm living proof of that because there's only one thing that changed in my life, and that was taking Balance of Nature. And I will forever be grateful. I'll never stop taking it. I'll never be without my Balance of Nature, ever.
Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself. Call or go online now and become a preferred customer, which gives you our best pricing and free shipping. And we will take an additional 25% off of your first order. Plus, get a set of convenient travel bottles containing a free additional week's supply of Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies. This will be a limited time offer, so don't wait. Call 800-2468-751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code The Answer.
Patsy's Italian Restaurant is celebrating 75 years at its only location on West 56th Street. And to commemorate what would have been Frank Sinatra's 104th birthday, they're featuring a live radio broadcast of AM 970 The Answer's Joe Piscopo emceeing the show from noon till 2 on Thursday, December 12th. There'll be live performances and dishes Sinatra enjoyed over his decades of patronage of Patsy's Italian Restaurant, including the veal and chicken Milanese that Patsy's always made especially for him. As part of the restaurant's 75th anniversary celebrations, Patsy's Italian Restaurant renamed its upstairs dining room where Sinatra held court with friends and family in the singer's honor. Each year, the Scognamillo family is proud to commemorate the man who made the restaurant famous and became an extended member of their own family with a celebration of his birthday. For more information, visit Patsy's. And for reservations, please call 212-247-3491. 212-247-3491. Portions of this show sponsored by Route 22 Toyota.
This weather brought to you by Best Damn Soup. Warm up your holidays with the gift of goodness. Order at bestdamnsoup.com.
Hey, Joe Piscopo. Hey, with Joe Lumberg. Good morning, Joe Lumberg. How you feeling, buddy?
I'm okay today. How are you doing?
Good, good. You settled down? Well, you ran a half a marathon. I'd be like 6 months. I'd be sleeping. I'd be resting. Yeah. You know? I mean, you're
I'm
up and at 'em.
Too much. I don't have time to sleep.
No time for sleep. You know, right? Hey, Joey, weather-wise, it's going to be cold today, and then warms up toward the weekend, you said, which I love.
Yes, it does. The temperatures tomorrow will probably get to the upper 40s by the end of the day. We're going to see a little rain tomorrow afternoon, but it's all going to occur with temperatures well above freezing. And then temperatures stay there in the upper 40s, I think, tomorrow night with rain. It could come down pretty hard, too. And then rain into Saturday with temperatures in the 50s. So that's the mild day. That's the kind of like the high tide of our weather. And then it gets colder again starting Sunday.
All right, Joey. Are you out exercising already after running like 13 miles?
I'm going to go out today. Today's going to be the first day I'm going to try. I'm going to just do a short little run, maybe a little spin on the bike. Nothing big.
You know, on Frank Sinatra's birthday, I got to tell you, take it nice and easy. Nice and easy, Joey, huh? Thank you so much, Joe Lumberg. All right, appreciate it, man. That's Joe Lumberg right there. You know, when we come back, I want to talk about what Debbie chatted about. I saw it on Twitter. I lost the Twitter feed that I got that the Catholic Church in Franklin Lakes, New Jersey, Most Blessed Sacrament, was intentionally set on fire. So you forget about it. As we see all these the hate crimes, the most persecuted around the country, around the world, Christians, just like that. And now they're burning churches in Franklin Lakes, New Jersey. What's going on? We'll get into it when we come back. It's Piscopo in the Morning with Frankie Five Burrows, Big Al, and Debbie Duhame. Hey, Giada Valente, she's got a voice of an angel. She will join us. Award-winning singer and songwriter. She's performing Sunday. We'll tell you where. It's Joe on the radio, and we're coming right back at you.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970. The Answer.
29 degrees at 8:59. I'm Al Catullo with local news first. Here's what's going on. As we just talked about, a Bergen County man behind bars for burning down a church. Franklin Lakes resident James Mayers arrested yesterday on counts related to arson and burglary. Prosecutors allege Mayers purposely torched the building with gasoline and a lighter. The blaze reportedly destroyed the building and its contents. Mayers, who purported motive has not been announced, was treated for burns before being remanded to the county jail. The Monmouth County Board of Elections upholding the one-vote victory of Carolyn Broyland in the recent mayoral election in Highlands. The Monmouth Journal reporting that Borough Councilwoman Broyland has been confirmed the winner of the November 5th election. Broyland received 603 votes. Incumbent Mayor Rick O'Neill got 602. In sports, Knicks beat the Warriors in overtime 124-122.